Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to KER Politics. Aired on various radio stations, about 21, 22 radio stations in the Midwest, also in the South and in the British West Indies. I just found out that the station down there now carries the show. Welcome in. I am chatting right now with Jim McKinney, a retired Army intelligence officer who is a co-host in many segments of this particular show, and my friend Karen Cataline. Karen does a show called Spouting Off. She is in the process of, not in the process of, but she also substitutes for various hosts on live talk radio. So, and her passion happens to be politics, as is my passion and Jim's passion. Karen, to start out, let's talk a little bit about what's going on right now. We've got a number of items that I'd like to get your comments on. We've got about 17 minutes with a break in the middle there, so please get as in detail as you like. Let's talk first. Sure. Let's talk first about Joe Biden. Did what he do when he was threatening to withhold funds from the Ukraine? Was that against regulations, government regulations?
No. Yeah, and he bragged about it on national television. These guys feel like they're absolutely untouchable because they have the media behind them. We've seen again and again, and I'm certainly not the first to say it, but I've been saying it for a long time, Al, that the modus operandi of the left is simply to accuse their political opponent of precisely what they do. And we've seen this again and again and again, and it's a pattern that I think you probably saw my article here at KarenCataline.com called "And the Hit Jobs Keep on Coming." The thing that bothers me more than anything else, really, and there's plenty to be bothered about, there's also plenty to be encouraged and happy about, but the main thing is that the media in general, and they're corrupt as could be, look at everything in a vacuum. I mean, this is a group that spent 3 years trying to tell us that any day now there was going to be a giant smoking gun that was going to put away Donald Trump and destroy his presidency. And not only was that a lie, but Mueller himself was a lie. He turned out to be not only a pussycat, but kind of a forgetful pussycat. So without missing a beat, they didn't even take a breath before they were on to the next accusation and the next framing of the president that's practically contradictory of the last one. First, he's colluding with Russia. Now he's colluding with their opponent, their enemy. I mean, this is preposterous. One more sentence, because, you know, I could go on how I am. And that is, I think the left is counting on the ignorance and the lack of information of voters. And I think voters are getting less and less ignorant all the time. They love ignorant voters who don't know the difference between impeachment, indictment, and conviction and all of that. And if they can keep people riled up and crazed, then they'll blame Donald Trump for all of the chaos that they created and say, see, that's why you need to change presidents now.
You know,
that's,
Karen,
I think, part of their modus operandi.
Karen, this is Jim, and I have to follow up with what you're saying and talk about the hypocrisy. You know, Al, you know, open this up about, you know, did Biden do something wrong? And what's very interesting is the accusation is that there was a quid pro quo from the Trump administration, from Donald Trump, President Trump, to investigate Biden for corruption. When you actually look at the transcripts, you see that there was no specific ask, but it had to do with exactly what the Democratic Party did and the Obama administration did in 2016 by initiating a counterintelligence investigation against a political opponent, and how hypocritical it is to say, well, you can't do that today, but back then we did it, and we actually pursued a criminal investigation, and oh, we went forward with a special prosecutor, and in spite of that coming up with nothing, and spending 3 years, really 2.5 years, just destroying faith and confidence in the U.S., you know, justice system and the government, we have the same argument, but from the complete opposite direction. It's stunningly hypocritical to me.
Yeah, well, I think you're being too nice to call it hypocritical, but I mean, I agree with
well,
you.
It's sinister.
I think we need a new word because hypocritical doesn't even cut it, but you seem to be a really kind and decent person. I think this is straight out of Saul Alinsky, because Saul Alinsky encourages his followers, he's not even here, but he has a huge influence, to accuse others of what you yourself are doing. It's no accident that they accuse Donald Trump of collusion, of Russia, of going after a political opponent, which is precisely what they did. And I think, again, it is because if all you're doing is looking at headlines, if that, then all you're going to say is, well, it's a he said, she said, and nobody knows. Unless you investigate, unless you have an independence of thought, you're going to listen to these corrupt media acolytes tell you what they think is going on. We can't afford to listen to them anymore. They're lying.
There's no question about that. And I think, there are two particular people that come away, or two groups, one group and one person that come away benefiting from this issue between Trump and Biden and the potential corruption in Ukraine. The first is the media. In fact, you know, a lot of talk show, cable news network, a lot of the pundits, their ratings were declining rapidly. And all of a sudden, if you look at the new statistics, they've skyrocketed since this latest issue. So the media corporations are certainly going to continue to hype this up because they're making money off of it. And it also is, in my view, it's meeting a political agenda. And I would not be surprised as we get through and dig into the actual whistleblower complaint and how this went forward, if in fact that Adam Schiff and some of his staff didn't help, weren't complicit in actually creating this political drama. And it appears already the information started to come out. And the other person, interestingly enough, that's gaining from this more than anybody else is Elizabeth Warren, because Joe Biden, she's gaining from this. The attention's on Biden. There's going to be a lack of trust in that. Trump's, of course, having to fight and struggle through this and threaten impeachment. But the one person that comes out of this smelling kind of like a rose and is gaining significantly in both fundraising and overall on the campaign trail is Elizabeth Warren. And I think that's pretty interesting. I'm kind of wondering who the whistleblower actually supports if we ever dig that
out. Can I say, we're not letting Al, the host, get a word in edgewise here, but the one thing I disagree with, and I love hearing your analysis, is that Donald Trump is fighting and struggling. I just loved, it was today or yesterday, I don't know when it was, when he said, well, come on, take a vote. Let's go.
Yes.
You don't say that if you're guilty. You don't say that if you think they have the votes. I think that they cannot believe or stand the fact that he constantly calls their bluff and wins.
Yeah, definitely does. There's no question whatsoever about that. He calls their bluff and he does win. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back. Hey, on a bit of a different note, let me just say one thing before we go into the next segment. Did you ever think that America would evolve into the type of country that we have right now? I never did.